Welcome to Before You Brew, the series where I break down a commander and its synergy in 5 minutes or less, so you know what you'll end up if you decide to build it. This includes price, color synergies, and different ways to build the deck. Today we're going to be breaking down Averna, the Chaos Bloom, so please subscribe. Averna, the Chaos Bloom, is green, blue, red for 4/2. As you cascade, you may put a land card from among the exiled cards onto the battlefield tap. Quick rules explanation. First of all, what is Cascade? A spell can have Cascade, and it does exile spells from the top of your library until you exile a non-land card whose converted mana cost is less than the spell's converted mana cost. You may cast that card without paying its mana cost. Then put all the cards exiled this way that weren't cast on the bottom of your library in a random order. So the order of doing things that you would put a land is first you'd exile the spells until you find a spell that is less than the spell's converted mana cost. Then you'd put the land onto the battlefield tapped. Then you can cast the spell and put the exiled cards on the bottom in a random order. This deck really cares about casting spells. When you are cascading, you are making it so you have that spell you cast, and then you get another spell you cast that is the one that cascades. Any deck you build with this is going to care about casting spells. And, of course, any deck with this will have a lot of things that have Cascade. There are two general ways we can do this that are off-splits of those general things. One is Storm, Instants, and Sorceries, and two is Creatures. So, Storm is a keyword that will duplicate a spell for every other spell you've cast beforehand. And this ties together with Instants and Sorceries particularly well. You can build it with other types, but it's just not going to work very well. You're going to cast a lot of spells, and then you're going to cast something with Storm, and you can optionally care about triggers every time you cast a spell. Something that would happen every single time you cast a spell, maybe an instant or sorcery spell, or maybe just any spell. Then there's Creatures, which is much less focused and driven deck. It will have a lot more staples, but the idea is you're going to have a lot of creatures and they have Storm, and you'll have things that will trigger every single time you cast a creature. What are the biggest upsides and downsides of the deck? So the biggest major downside is there really aren't very many cards with Cascade. There are 19 in this colors at all, and a couple of them aren't really very good. Because having Cascade cards in your deck that you can A, Cascade into, and B, cast, is very important. You're going to end up playing a lot of subpar Cascade effects. The biggest upside to this deck is it's just another option of how you can play Cascade. If you don't want to do Maelstrom Water where you're guaranteed to get a Cascade and instead you want lands, you can do this. If you don't want to do hitting multiple times or storming off with Yidris, then you can do this. It's just another choice. Next is power level. So this is a fairly low-powered card, and if you really try and bring it to the max with this archetype, you're only really going to be able to get a 7 out of 10. Most of the time, though, it's going to be a 5 or 6 out of 10. Take this with a very large grain of salt, because power level numbers are very inconsistent. This is a casual deck. Next is price ranges. You're gonna need basically all the Cascade effects, and especially because a lot of them aren't playable, you're gonna need to get the two more expensive ones. One is $17 and one is $10. But overall, it's only gonna be about $35 for all the Cascade stuff. And Storm, if we're talking about different categories, Storm's a fairly expensive category. You get $250 for a cheap one, and it can easily go higher. I've seen $1,000 decks. But it can be cheaper if a lot of very important cards to the deck are not included. And creatures are a theme that would want a lot of staples, but if you replace those staples with something else, it can be really cheap, like $150. But it will probably be like $400 or more if you're running staples. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. I intend to make a lot more of this series. This was my first episode. Please give me suggestions of how to improve this or any opinions. I also might make this into a three-part thing. Before You Brew, a deck, and then some gameplay. I don't know. Join my Discord server. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.